Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, the moon renews itself. Rosh Chodesh, the moon, yeah? As we know, the beginning of the Bria, originally the moon, Rashi tells us, Chazal, the sun and moon were the same size, and the moon had a complaint. You can't have two kings with one crown, cut two equals, so presumably he wanted to be more important, and then he got made smaller. So I want to say about, I want to share about from Matsuri Solomon about this inyan. I will start with the Gemara in Gittin. First we'll learn the Gemara, and then we'll see the Shach, which is Chayish. Gemara in Gittin brings a bride, a ton of Rabbana. Hane lovim, ve'einom oilvim. Nelovim, people who are insulted by others, but do not insult other people. Shomim cherposa, they hear their shame, ve'ein meshivim. But Drake, they hear their shame, they answer back. Oisim me'ava, usmeichim b'yisurim. They serve Hashem with love, and they're happy even if they have difficulties. Aleim akosav oima, v'oyavav, k'tseis Hashemesh b'gvorosei. Those who are beloved to Hashem, they go out and have the sun in its strength. So the Bryce is telling us the cheshivas of people who serve Hashem be'ahava, and he picks out one particular character trait, a certain personality, a person's worked on his midas, and it says these nelovim ve'einam olvim. They are insulted, they don't insult. Shomim chaposim emishivim. Now this is a high madrega. It's a high madrega. The chinuch says the human nature is a person answers back. He even says it's not an avera. It's not an avera to answer back. Although there's a law of loisoinu ishas amisoi. Do not taunt your friend. Do not subject another person to verbal abuse. Don't say nasty things to people. Yeah, it's an issur d'oraisa to use hurtful words against another yid. Says the chinuch, that's only if someone doesn't start with you, to use the phrase. But if someone, Reuven insults Shimon, says nasty things to him, calls him an A, nasty words, so he feels very insulted. Says the chinuch, human nature is, I'll give you back. And he says, really, the Torah knows, most people can't just take insults without reacting. He says, Lashon, a person can't be ke'even she'ein lehoif, like a stone, complete equanimity. Of course it bothers a person. Human nature answer back. And he says, you know, Lashon says is, you can't expect a person to be lemecharfov kamoi lemevarchov. To react the same way someone gives you bizyonus and someone praises you. A person is a human being with all the normal middles of a human being, and human nature is, if someone insults you, insult him back. Says the chinuch, some people, based on this Gemara, says, they rise to a higher madrega. It's like not an issa. If someone does answer back, he's not been over an issa deraisa. I think some children are taught in school, someone calls you a name, can you come back now? You're overly sick, and that's wrong. It's not called nakama. Kofsheim also means nakama means afterwards. Later on, when the initial reaction has calmed away, then it's issa deraisa. The Moshe the Gemara actually, the Sikkim is in money matters. You didn't lend me, I will lend you. So it could be only applies to money matters. There's an opinion that says it also applies to verbal abuse, but not as it's happening. As it's happening, if Reuven's called Shimon a name, or he says some derogatory comment, Me'ikah Din is allowed to answer him back. You're chaffering a yid, you're putting yid to shame. That's it. He tit for tat. Doesn't sound like very good mitzvahs, but strictly speaking, according to the letter of the law, he's not done an issur d'oraisa. He's not done any issur whatsoever. But the Gemara is telling us there are people on a higher madrega, they work on themselves not to answer back when they get insulted. And that is a very high madrega, and it's not a chiyuv d'oraisa. But if they reach this madrega, then the Gemara says wonderful things about such a person, but oyavav, could say to them, like that those who belong to Hashem, Mordecai, tied to such a person, works on his midas. And it's highly recommended to do so. One good reason is because you get kaparas avoinus. If someone gives someone disgrace and shame, especially if it's Barabbim, since he got big bizyonus, It takes away his Averus. In fact, there's a one of the Sforim says, I think it's the Toma Devoda, every person knows, unfortunately, he's done Averus. He's done things not in accordance with the Rotzon of Hashem. And as we know from Chazal, a person needs to have suffering to atone for his sins. So every bit of suffering in life you have, it takes away your Averus. Yisurim on the Chapa Avoinus. Yisurim, suffering. Chas v'sholem, chas v'sholem. Nobody should think, nobody should hope for themselves, maybe I'll have Yisur. Rachman l'Islam, nobody wants to become ill. Tragedies, things happen. Rachman l'Islam, things happen. Avadu, when they happen, a person's makal ba'ava, he gets kapos avonos. But nobody wishes it upon themselves. Because chas v'sholem, what about glicka chaleim, kind of unishkin consorus. Says the Talmud of Ira, there's one type of Yisurim, suffering a person can have, and he's allowed to wait for it to happen, and if it happens, it should be happy. The answer is, he gets put to shame. Because that type of Yisurim doesn't affect his health, doesn't affect his panosis, he gets to feel uncomfortable. It's that feeling of being put to shame by another person, it's a gross schus bemus. If it happens to a person, he gets kapos avoinus. And they say that's pshat and davening, yom neroyim. We say after the vidui, please Hashem, I don't do any more sins. Or ma shechatosi lefanecha meroyik. Please Hashem, wipe avaloi chisum v'chrim, not illnesses. Please Hashem, wipe away my avarus. So we know to have your avarus wiped away, even if you do tshuva, you sometimes need yisurim. And maybe don't do tshuva, so that you've got a chesed with the Ribbono Shel'Olam, and suffering in this world takes away our avarus. So we say to the Ribbono Shel'Olam, please, I don't want to chas, no one can ask, no one wants to become not well, no one wants to have suffering. The pshati, don't want to have a type of suffering that will affect your health, that will affect your home. Of one type of thing you're allowed to have, maybe I'll get some bizyonus, someone will put me to shame. And if it happens, I'll get kapos avoinus. And that's not illness, that is poshut. It's a teiva. Of the person who did it, it's not very good that he did it. He'll have to give them a cheshbon. Yeah. But it comes, I've always been the story. Someone, not only gave bizyonus, a person went around spreading a bad name about another person. Not only insulted him, he spread around the town a false story about someone. So that is really starke bizyonus. Not only he insulted him, which was untrue. He spread a story about him. Plainly did this, that, it wasn't even true. Says the Chavos Avos, this is a high madrega. The person who was given the insults, he sent the person who spread the insult a basket of fruit. A nice big arrangement. And he said to Loshnis, I'm giving you this as a token of appreciation. You gave me your mitzvahs, I'm giving you this, a small token of appreciation. She said, it's fine, but what do you think? He loses chusin. Haim Adrei was happy about that. Person asked your dimmach husband. Of the person who received the insults, he gets chusin, he gets other people's mitzvahs, he gets the various taken away. Because that's a Haim Adrei. Maybe something to work on, and as we said before, if someone's not on the Madrega, and he gets insulted, and he does insult the other person back, he shouldn't feel depressed about it, because he's not done an Issa D'Raisa. He's not done anything wrong, really. Because really, it's human nature. But there's something to work on. It's a very high madrega if you can just receive insults and just...
Why should you lose all the sources? Because you...
I don't sound properly. Why is it? It just goes off like water off a duck's back. It's a madrega. Oh. Now, the Gemara carries on. I used to have a smeichim bees kubin mummies this yisum. Kubin hemshik lamar, the Gemara says, Nalovin vein amolvin, shem yichapazim yishivim, I used to have a smeichim bees yisum. What yisurim? That means this yisum is saying, that's the continuation of the Gemara. I used to have a, he serves Hashem with a, he's happy with yisurim. Which yisurim? Which suffering is a person happy? Can anyone be happy, chas v'sholem, if a tragedy happens? Can anyone be happy if Rahman al-Islam loses panos? Oh, but this type of Yisurim can be happy. He's happy. He got bizyonus. He was put to shame. Maybe he gets kapos avoinus. Now comes the connection to Rosh Chodesh. Listen to this. Remarkable. The Pasuk says, the more books apart, about such a person, says the Gemara, but Oyavov k'tseis Hashemesh b'gvurasai. Those who are beloved to Hashem are like the sun in it going out in its strength. Says the Meiri, the Pshat is, the sun also received an insult. Because the Levana said by the Bria, we can't have two Malachim with one crown, we can't both be the same. Obviously suggesting, I want to be superior. The Levana didn't want to be smaller. So with that comment, we can't have, it's better to have one. The Levana says to the Boshim, better to have one overall light. Shnei Ma'od HaKadoy, I want to have one light, one planet or whatever. That will give light to the world. Can't have two. If you share two kings with one crown, doesn't work. So that is the emes, is an insult to the sun. The moon was insulting the sun, as if I want to be superior. What happened? The moon became smaller, and the sun remained the same, so the sun became bigger in the end. Says the Mizus the Pshat, someone who receives insult, doesn't insult back, is like the sun going out in its strength. He can give himself a chizuk, he'll be like the Shemesh, which did not lose out by being insulted, by receiving an insult. The one who gave the insult, the one who tried to be superior, lost out. Person goes through life, gets bizyonos, he shall have a chizuk, he's compared to the sun, he's on the receiving end of the insults, and he doesn't answer back, he just accepts it, and he's machavim. Rebbe Hashem wants this to happen to me, and this person, obviously the one who gave me the insults, not a tzaddik, but he's a shliach of the Rebbe Hashem. Obviously, if he's the shliach, not a big tzaddik. And good things happen to good people, not good things happen to not such good people. But I got now kapolas avoyimus. Mele, he gives himself a chizuk, is like the sun, which goes out with Rosso. The sun ended up being superior, even though the moon wanted to shepherd the sun. Now, interesting, the moon shepherd, what did the moon say? Can't have two malachim with kasech, one has to be bigger. But the Emma says, we do find in the Torah a case of two malachim b'kesef, or two leaders who shared the same crown, and it seems they managed to do it all right. Shnei malachim, two leaders of Klal Yisrael b'kesef. Rashi says in Parshas Ve'era, Hu Moshe V'Aaron, Hey, Mu Moshe, Pa'amim, Yes, Makaymas, Shemakdim Moshe Aaron, Shashkulim, hey, Ke'echot. Yes, Makaymas, Shemakdim Aaron Moshe. Sometimes Aaron is before Moshe, sometimes Moshe is before Aaron. They're equal. Moshe and Aaron were equal. I've had that, no, come, Nobby, Ke Moshe, Oid. Oh, but Moshe. So here we have an example of two Malachim, the Kesef. So it can be done.
Who was the man in the
Moshe? And actually says they're equal. Now then.
Equal in
the point. Moshe and Aaron were equal, yeah? They're equal. And they couldn't be. Now, now comes the point. This Melavim Melam over means you accept insult, you don't insult back. Meaning, there's no jealousy whatsoever, and you don't stick up for your own covert. Melavim Melam means, Yannick can give me bizyonos, I won't answer him back. Moshe and Aaron are the prime example of two people who did not, who were not mapping their own covert. And there's two very striking examples of this. First one, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to go to Mitzrayim, why? He didn't want to take away the greatness from his older brother. Yeah. And what does the Pasuk say? Hashem said to him, "Barucha v'samach b'libo." Aaron was genuinely happy for Moshe Rabbeinu. That is an exceptionally high madrega. He was the older brother, and he could have thought, he's taken away my position. It was normal for him to think that. The right is, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to go for that reason. Moshe Rabbeinu himself was concerned for Aaron HaKohen, and mentioned that he might have a tie on him. So Hashem said, no reason not to go, but Aaron does not map it whatsoever.
Yeah.
Oh, Rashi says, Loi kisha'ata soiva she mapped alecha. Ata olugdula. He'll be happy for you. So we see an example of two leaders. And they worked on a madrega to be happy for the other person's success. That's Aaron being happy for Moshe's success. Now I've got the opposite way around. Rashi says Moshe Rabbeinu was meant to be a kohen. Hashem got angry with Moshe because he said, I'm not fit to go to Mitzrayim. And Moshe got angry with him. And he said, Lashon, and what was the result of that anger? Yeah, can we have? Here. Ha'arachicha levi, she'osid this levi below kayim, o kohuna ha'yishiyoyim ha'tzeis b'mcha. The kohuna was meant for Moshe Rabbeinu. Ma'ata lo yekei, he'll be the kohen, you'll be the levi. So Moshe Rabbeinu lost a position to Aaron. And the Rechama Kodesh said, in part of Yibim HaShmini, Moshe Rabbeinu had a whole ceremony giving over the kohuna to Aaron. And he says in Chazal, he did it but with a simcha and with a public demonstration, with a full enthusiasm and the full wholehearted agreement. Yeah? He just said, Hatem forgive him with the answer hat, to say Yiddish. So Moshe Chazal. So Aaron had to forgive to Moshe being the leader of Klal Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to look upon it favorably that Aaron, so to speak, had usurped his kohuna from him.
As a kohen gadol, not
kohen gadol. No, kohen gadol. Kohen gadol was a levi. Kohen gadol was all kohuna, which meant a levi. Aaron was a kohen gadol. All his sons are kohen, which meant to be a kohen.
Yeah, we say he could have been a kohen as well. Yeah, yeah. Two kohen.
Yeah, but it's not a whole shevi lost here. That's the kaddish thing. So we have an example of. So this is the avoid of midas, of working on oneself to uproot any hint of jealousy. And to be 100% happy for someone else's success. Not so simple. But that sounds very simple, but it's a particularly, might be called a difficult avoider, when that person is a rival of mine. That person is someone, yeah? Two people apply for a job. A very chosh of a position. Ever. To be manal of a moisad. And one of them gets it, one doesn't. So badly, the one who doesn't get, I'm very happy for you, congratulations. But teeth in heart, deep down, he's a bit upset, he's disappointed. There's a hint of jealousy. That is human nature. Aaron HaKoyim was on the Madriga, but Rachel, the Samach Belibo, that was not he said, outwardly happy. The Torah HaKadosha, the Ribbono Shel'Olam himself was able to testify. But the Boy Shalom, the Adea Machshavos, the Adea Machshavos, the Boychen Kloyos, the Boy Shalom, the Adea Machshavos was able to write in the Torah and testify that Aaron, the older brother, was 100% fully happy without any slightest hint of jealousy that his younger brother got a position he might have wanted. Moridim. Similarly, the Torah Kadosh is made that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to give over the kohuna to Aaron in public. He said that's why he called all people together, not just the you could do like the Rechaim HaKadosh said, if something you don't want to do, just go to the room and quickly give it over and get it over with. Moshe Rabbeinu, a public ceremony to show his full-hearted agreement and his full-hearted enthusiasm. He was happy that Aaron HaKoyim had a position of kohuna which he might have had. So here we have a prime example of two brothers who couldn't be. There was enough cause for jealousy, and there was no jealousy whatsoever. Not the slightest hint of jealousy. That is the highest madrega of working on one's midas. Working on one's character to have a refined character. Emerson midas to have a good heart person. So madrega is that type of person, if he gets insulted, won't be bothered because he's a genuine, he loves other yidden and he only wants good for other people. Got it. Interesting, we see another example where this comes out very clear. Moshe Aaron were Shnei Malachim Bekesa Echad, beginning of Pasha Chodesh. Moshe Aaron, says Rashi, Rashi, the Lashon here. Moshe, I sent both to Moshe and Aaron. Dabru, you should speak. Rashi, Chi Aaron the Dabber, Halakvanem Moshe added the Dabber. Listen to this, Rashi. Chulkin covered Zel Zel. V'aymim Zel Zel Lamde. You teach me, you tell me what to say. Moshe to Aaron, Aaron to Moshe. V'adibo Yaitse mi ben Shnehem, Ki'ilu Shnehem the Dabru. Santa Rashi. Dabru, Moshe and Aaron, Bemis Moshe, they gave each other cover. So here we have, even when they were told to speak to Klal Yisrael, and Be'emes Moshe Rabbeinu actually said the words, but they gave each other, you tell me what each one be mechaber the other. So we see the cover Moshe had for Aaron. Says Rav Matthew, so Solomon Shlita, here's the interesting thing. Where does it say this limud, Moshe Rabbeinu and gave each other covered? In the parasha of HaChodesh Delechem, Rosh Chodesh. In the parasha of Rosh Chodesh, when there were 10 years about Rosh Chodesh, it mentions giving covered one to another, not standing up for your covered. And this connects to what we said before. The Rosh Chodesh, when the sun remained the same size and the moon became smaller, that reminds us of the Inyan, do not stand up for your honor. Be extra careful not to answer back. Try to work on your middos not to care if you get insulted. Because the sun was insulted by the moon. The moon said, we can't have two malachim with one crown. As if to say, I want to be more important. So that is an insult to the sun. And the sun did not lose out, the moon lost out. The one who got insulted remained important. And the one who gave the insult lost out. That's the limit of Rosh Chodesh, the moon became smaller. And the limit is, every year should try, and his magic, to work on his middos, and never to have akpodos in other people. Highest level of, everybody's my best friend, I've got no enemies, I'm not concerned when anyone's sad about me, no jealousy. So this limit is portrayed by Moshe and Aaron, and Rashi tells it to us in the parasha of Kiddush HaChodesh, when they were telling eating about Rosh Chodesh. That's when they were. We see this inyan of giving covered one to another.
The master has both got good jobs. Yeah. It's comparison there, sure.
Yeah.
Aaron got a good job, high job. Moshe really got a high job. He took a case. One has got a high job. Yeah, one has gone it.
Yeah. The one's always going to
have the other. Yeah. 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 The Miri's. There is the
Miri's.
The that part says the Miri. The sun and moon, the Miri says. Okay, a few minutes left, just a little short halacha. There's Rosh Chodesh. If you miss out Yad V'Yavoi, you have to daven again. Halacha, except for Maariv. So if you remember, you can go back to the tzeit. Because that's not. If you remember after you finish Shemon Esra, start Shemon Esra again. If you remember in the middle of Lekai Netzoya, what's the deal? You finished Shemoneh Esra, you finished the brachas of Shemoneh Esra. Yeah. Nevertheless, you're still saying Tfilas, you still got the chance to go back to the Tzeh. If you finish Lekai Netzoyah, you're about to do Oys HaSholem, then you have to start again. The halacha is, when you've said the Pasuk, you the rots in Imre Fi, behegin libe fenecha, Hashem Tzuri v'gali. When you said that Pasuk, that's for even how much you take a few steps back. Because you're ready, you've finished all your Tfilas. So Shai in the Pasuk, someone's in the middle of a candid soya, and he forgot Yad V'Yavoi. And now, the Chazan's up to Kedusha. The halacha is, you say, Yir L'Rotz Im Refi, you can answer Kedusha. You're not allowed to answer Kedusha in Shemon Esra, because Shemon Esra is very strict. And a candid soya, after you've said Yir L'Rotz, the laws of interruption are more lenient. Why? Because you're not mamush. You're saying a technunim, but you finish the actual brachas that Chazal made, that extra supplications. In the Lekan Soya, you can answer Kedusha. The shayla is, if he says he erots, let's start shmeister again. So what should he do?
Second
he erots. Oh, second he erots. It's a shayla. So Moshe Feinstein tells you can shayla, because you can say erots, as long as you intend to get doesn't matter. You haven't yet done your three steps, but you can carry on until you're finished. You say it just for kedushin. But some possibly want to say, that it's a bit of a stira. If you're going to answer kedusha, some pasuk on this of the shayla was the same yila rotzayin as if finished mess, which is not strictly true because there's a halacha mishabur that even though you say yila rotzayin when you finish just before it's a shalom, there's a halacha brought in mishabur nochayin straight after hamavoreichas amo yisro bashalayim. You say yila rotzayin that pasuk to make a slight hafsa between the bracha and the kanetzayin, and after you've said that yila rotzayin, you can answer kedusha. But you still haven't finished the message, you're going to say it again. Mishmur says, it's not the ikka minig ashna, say only once, at the end of, before you start. This doesn't mean say it twice. Once after Mordechai Dov Hashem, to say, right, that's the posuk. My word should be, Hashem's doing, Hegel, my word should be acceptable. I finished my actual brachas of Shemesha. Now I'm saying extra tachnunim. But until you've said the second, until you're ready to go back, you can still go back to it and say, oh. So you could say, no, Shaila. You can say Kedush and carry on, you're a kind of tzayim. But the Shmuel Vazna, Zechon Ravach, want to say, it's the answering Kedush is a stira. The whole reason you go back to Yad Ritzay is because I'm the Shmetria. If you're answering Kedusha now, that means you've shown you're not really in the Shemanesra anymore. You're finished in the main Shemanesra. But you can't talk in a kind of tzayim. You can't answer on Estamame. You can't say a Brichu or Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. You can answer Kedusha. So since you're answering a Dovish Kedusha, that shows you're not really in the Shemanesh anymore. But so it's a contradiction. You've lost your schus to go back to Ritzay, start Shemester again. So what should you do? Don't answer Kedusha. Another Svara you could say, one of the Gedolim said this Svara, if you're aware that you've forgotten the Arab Yavoy, you now know you're supposed to go back to Ritzay. So it's if you're up to Ritzay now, how can you answer Kedusha? You know you're going to go back to it. You shouldn't be answering it because you know you haven't been used to those brachos. Why are you going back to it, say, to rectify those brachos? Because missing Ayah of Yavoy invalidates the bracha. And you've got to say all the brachos till the end. So you're up to it, say. So how can you answer Kedusha Stira? You're up to it, say, now you're only up to Yad Akan and Tzoyah. There's another reason why maybe you should not answer Kedusha. Yeah. But it's a shayla, it's not a poshut. According to this, I've got one little point to make. The chayra, this is be'ik and negeya, if you're aware, b'shayas yans kedusha, you know that you forgot Yalav Yavoy. So you're now aware, oh, I have to go back to it saying. So that could be called a tata disaster, a contradiction. You know in your mind, I forgot Yalav Yavoy, I need to go back to it saying. So how can you now go and answer Kedusha, which you're not allowed to answer Kedusha Shemanesra? So answering Kedusha is a demonstration you consider your Shemanesra to be finished. So you can't have your cake and eat it. Answer Kedusha, go to Ma'ash Enke, if you answer Kedusha in the Lekan of Tzoya, because that's that locha, and afterwards you realize, I didn't say Yahweh Yahweh. So when you answer Kedusha, you didn't know. So that already may be not so posh. Because you could say, I did what I was supposed to do. I'll pay aloch, and aloch is in the kind of time. So maybe, does that also make you start again? I mean, yeah, does it, Ken Clare? But that I think maybe is a mockum to be more maker, maybe that. To be chosh, those poskim, but no, I'm allowed to go back, especially if I was going to carry on. I intended to carry on in the kind of time. So I'm in the middle of my tachnunim. The kind of time is a lower madrega. It's still called oimeid lifnei hamelech. You haven't done your three steps back yet. So that you are still in the middle of your tachnunim, you can't talk about the nish. Oh, but you've got a schus to answer the volume of the kedusha because it's not the same level as Shemesh itself. So if you did what you're supposed to do, you answer kedusha, maybe you can go back to the same. But if you're aware beforehand, then maybe there's a mocha that don't answer kedusha. And the right is, you see by Moshe Feinstein brings this raya, between shalyad and shalroish, you don't answer kedusha. Between finishing the anthem, and if you did, make another broch on your show road, two brochers. The question is, answer Kedusha, make two broch, don't do that. You don't answer, you're not allowed to answer a Dovah Shibba Kedusha if it calls you to make another broch. Says the Moshe Feinstein, if just to answer Kedusha between your Shalyad and Sharosh, which will cause you to make an extra bracha on the Sharosh, you're not allowed to. Avada, Avada, you're not allowed to answer Kedusha, the cancer, which will cause you to start Shem Esther again. The Ma'aseh Moshe Feinstein himself holds the Shalyad, not Negeya, because he passed to make it then, you're allowed to answer Kedusha. So Negeya, those people who never said a cancer. You know you're going to say Yerotzen and you're going to finish Neshna. But Moshe Feinstein himself is of the opinion that if you're in the middle of a Kedusha, you won't go back to Kedusha. But theoretically, if such a Shiloh would be Negeya, according to those points, if it is Negeya, Avad, you're not allowed to answer Kedusha and cause yourself to start Shem Esther again. So if you're Chosh of those Poskim, the Loch will be to start again, don't answer Kedusha, just say, do it like Shemer Koyne, as if you're in the middle of Shem Esther.